V'zeh b'chinas bikur cholim. What we're learning about till now is tied into the mitzvah of visiting the sick. Ki ad Yaakov lo yahava chulsha. Because until the time of Yaakov Avinu, there was no such thing as a person becoming sick before they passed away, as an illness that preceded death. As the Gemara points out in Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki be'emes hu toiva gedoyla ma'asha odam choyle koydem oisoy. Because the truth is, the fact is, that it's a tremendous benefit, it's a tremendous gift to a person when a person becomes ill before they pass away, instead of dying suddenly, unexpectedly, as the Gemara points out over there. Ki im lav, because if not, lo yitin elibo ilet savois lebesoi. If a person dies completely, unexpectedly, suddenly, they don't have an opportunity to communicate to their children and to their students all the very important things that a person would want to communicate before leaving the world. So a person would say, what do you mean? What's the big deal? Why don't you tell it to them? Why wait? Why not tell it to them while you're healthy? The Torah points out by Yaakov Avinu and by Moshe Rabbeinu that there are certain things that you can't and shouldn't tell your children or your students until right before you're about to pass away. It says about reprimand that Moshe Rabbeinu waited and Yaakov Avinu waited till right before they passed away, and only then did they reprimand their children and reprimand the, because reprimand is such a delicate, difficult thing that it's left all the way to the end, all the way when the person's at their highest level, most advanced in years, when they're mellower, not when you're a 30-year-old gangster, you know, who's going to yell at your kids and this and that. As you get older and everything, that's when you're ready to do the reprimand in a healthy way, in a constructive way. And so too, all kinds of other instructions that we find parents give over to their children, not before the parent is about to leave the world. Nimtza, we see therefore, shehacholas koydem oisoy hu toiva gedoyla, that illness before a person passes away is a tremendous benefit, kedei sheyitzave el beisoy, because it gives the person an opportunity to give instructions to all the members of their household. Now, in the case we mentioned earlier of a child passing away or a young man passing away, obviously it gives that person an opportunity to review their life and to do all kinds of tshuva that a person doesn't get to do sometimes unless the person meets up with a fatal illness, Rahman al-Islam. Sometimes it's only when a person finds themselves in that kind of situation that they really, they get to a different place. They can reach levels of tshuva and levels of deep connection with Hashem that a person can't reach sometimes any other way. Ve'ikra ha-tzavo. Now, when we talk about a tzavo means a last will and testament, a last will and testament. And a tzavo means also, you know, those final instructions that a person is giving. What's the most important tzavo? You get $10,000 and you get 50 grand. That's shtuyot. That's all stuff that's here today, gone tomorrow. V'ikr ha-tzavo hu sheyitzave ezbono vezbeiso yachrov sheyishmeru derech Hashem. The most important final instructions that a Jew gives, passes on to their children or to their family members is to make sure to uphold the path of Hashem, to go in the path of Hashem. K'mo she'osu kol ha-tzadikim. As we find by all the tzadikim in their final moments, their final words to their loved ones, shehoichichu es Yisrael samoch lemisosam. They reprimanded the Jewish people shortly before the tzaddik passed away or the parent passed away. That was the most important message that they were leaving with them. To start taking, look, you see, life does come to an end. The Baal Shem Tov once said that there's nothing more definite in life than death. And there's nothing that the Yetzer Hara turns into more, makes people more skeptical about than death. You ask a person, are you going to die today? Person, look, they'll hit you over the head or they'll run the other way. What, are you crazy? Why are you saying such a ridiculous, absurd thing? There's nothing absurd about it. We are dying every minute. Shlomo HaMelech says, Yoim Moise Miyoim Hivoldoi, that the moment the child opens their eyes, they start walking. Not figuratively, not literally, figuratively, they're walking. Destination, death. Destination, the grave. And nothing, it's a clock that don't stop. It don't need no battery, it just keeps tick-tock, tick-tock. One of the leading rabbis in Breslov, Reb Avraham Reb Nachman Zal, once gave a moshel where he said he spoke about a person who was caught by the king having done a terrible, terrible crime, and they judge him and they give him a death sentence, and the sentence is that he's going to be hung. He's going to be hung. Where they do the hanging, not in the palace, or not anywhere near the palace, outside the capital city, they got a place out there in the woods where they hang these guys. So they take him out and they put him in a wagon, and the wagon has two horses, two very powerful horses that are going to run real quickly to take this person to his destination, to his final destination. And he says, this person is in the wagon now, and he knows he's locked in there, can't get out, and the wagon is moving at top speed, racing, to take him to the gallows, you know, to take him where he's going to finish. This person, is he going to look out the window and say, that's an interesting dress she's wearing. Look at that. Look at the chocolate. Look at that factory with the chocolate. I wonder what, if it's semi-sweet, milk chocolate, or a bit of the... That person ain't going to be distracted by anything. That person's whole mind is just thinking about the fact that their life is about to come to an end. And what did they do? And what am I do? What do I do with my life and everything? He said, that's each and every one of us. Each and every one of us is in that wagon. We're locked in. Can't get off the train. Can't pull the emergency brake. The two horses are night and day that are running. They're racing. The day goes by in the night, and then the day, and then the night. They're racing to take us to our final destination. And imagine how silly we are. Imagine how silly the Yetzer Hara makes us into such idiots that we're busy getting distracted by all kinds of insanity, all kinds of craziness that he offers us, all the temptations of this world, instead of focusing, hey, look how fast the train is going, man. You know where you're headed? You're headed to the finish line. So this is the tzavor that people give right before they pass away, where they communicate this to their the people that are close to them, whether it's their children, their students. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, Nimtzo, we see therefore, Shehatzavo hu bechinas heoras ben v'talmid, that this last will and testament is actually the teachings that Rabbeinu Zal says over there, the teaching to the son and to the student. This is the real teaching. Shemeirim bohem adas, whereby we communicate to them this realization, sheyedu es Hashem. They should realize that there's a Hashem. Veyishmur atzma me'averes chas shom. They should guard themselves from committing any sins. Veyelchu b'darach Hashem. They should go in the path of Hashem. Shezehu ikar ha'ores ben v'talmid. That's the most important teaching that a parent or a rabbi teaches to a son and a student. People said that's the real teaching. You know, when a person says, come sit down, I want to talk to you about something very important. What very important? I want to talk to you about life and death. That's the most important teaching. And this teaching is usually communicated the most by the tzaddikim when they're very ill, right before they're passing. Because at that time, they're involved most in this. Why? Because the tzaddik who's about to pass away, he's about to leave this world, he wants to leave some of his brains behind. And he knows that the only way you do that is if you can convey to your loved ones, to your children, to your students, to follow, to go in the path of Hashem. That's the most important teaching that you can convey to them, which if they do it, as a result of your teaching, then you are living in them. You are living through them. U'kamoy shematzinu bekama tzadikim, And Rav Nosson Zal points out, as we find by many tzaddikim, shehoyu megalin dvorim elyoinim v'das godol moed be'es cholyom samuch lemisosam, that they revealed the highest level revelations and the most important knowledge of that they ever communicated to their students was done when they were ill, before they passed away. Kamoi Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol l'Rabbi Akiva, as in the famous story that's brought in the Gemara, I believe it's in Baba Metzia, and also in the Zohar HaKadosh, in tremendous detail about Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, when he became ill and he was about to pass away, all the rabbis who had excommunicated him, all went running to his house to make sure to see him before he passed away. And he spoke to them on a tremendous high level. And then he saw Rabbi Akiva, and he told each one of them what's going to happen to them. And then Rabbi Akiva said, "What about me?" And he said, "Your death is going to be worse than all of them." And he spoke to him, and he taught him that over there it says Sha'ilif Shloish Meois Halochis Bebaheris Aza, that in the period of time that he was ill before he passed away, when Rabbi Akiva went to visit Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol taught him 300 derivations and laws related to Baharis, one of the most complicated, one of the most difficult types of tzoras, leprosy, that Rabbi Eliezer taught him things that he had never taught him or anybody before that, which he taught him during that period of illness right before he passed away. V'Rabbeinu HaKodesh, and so too Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi, right before he passed away. The Gemara tells us the incredible, deep, profound things that he said at that time. V'Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, today is 27 days in the Omer, which is 3 weeks and 6 days in the Omer, and we're counting, the countdown, in less than a week is going to be Lag BaOmer, the greatest gathering of the Jewish people in the entire world. The gathering of hundreds of thousands, maybe close to 1 million Jews that come from all over Eretz Israel and all over the world to be with Rabbi Shimon in Lag BaOmer, to be there to connect, to make a direct connection with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us in detail what he taught his students, the revelations that he revealed those last days before he passed away, the highest level of revelations. And so too many other rabbis that during their final illness, that was when they revealed the highest level das to their students, to their children. Because when a Jew is ill, then the Shechina is hovering over him. As the Gemara says, Shechina lemalame rashoisav sholchoyla, the Shechina, the Holy Spirit, the Divine Spirit of Hashem, the Makifin, the Chashmal, is above the head of a person who's sick. Ki bo'eis cholyoi nizvasef loy oyer godol. Because during the time that a person is ill, right before they're about to pass away, there's a very, very high level light that gathers to the that comes to the person. Ali de ruach de leilo shemaschil leireid lamato kedei sheyistalek hanefesh al yedei zeh, through the upper spirit that comes down to connect with the lower spirit in order to take the person's soul up. Kimavoyer b'maymar v'hino pishnayim baruchecha, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates in chapter 66 in Likutei Moran, in the beginning there, Rabbeinu Zal explains this whole process, how the Zohar HaKadosh shows that each and every tzaddik, and so to every Jew on a certain level, has a lower spirit and an upper spirit. The lower spirit that's with them throughout their entire lives, the upper spirit that's upstairs. And when it comes time for a Jew to pass away, especially a tzaddik, that upper spirit comes down to the world and connects with the lower spirit for a short period of time. And this is why at that time, the person is 200%. He's not 100, he's 200%. He has double power because he has a double neshama, like he has this double ruach. And that's why that's a time when he has the ability to convey to his family or to his students this super high level of Torah, high level teaching. V'alkein Yaakov Daiko Zocho Lifoy Leitlashim Yisborah Shia Hodom Choyle Koyde Moisoi. And this is why it was specifically Yaakov Avinu who succeeded in getting Hashem to introduce this concept of a person becoming ill before they pass away, Kedei Sheyitzaveh Bonov, so that Yaakov Avinu would be able to give instructions to each and every one of his children, Veshomru Derech Hashem, so that they would go in the path of Hashem, Shezeo Bechinas Heoras Ben V'Talmid. This is what Rabbeinu Zal describes over there in the beginning of that chapter in the Ketran as the light which a teacher and a parent conveys to their son and to their student. Ki Yaakov Hoiso Mitosoi Shlema, because Yaakov Avinu was the only one of the forefathers of the Jews who was zeicha that his bed was complete. No defects, no holes, no problems. Every single one of his children was a home run, was solidly religious. There was no psul, like Avram Avinu had a Yishmael, Yitzchak Avinu had an Esav. But rather, Yaakov Avinu was zeicha to have children who were all righteous, who were capable of receiving the das of Yaakov Avinu, that das. And they, in turn, passed on this heritage, this tradition to generations afterwards, Lodas Hashem, for the entire Jewish people to come to recognize Hashem. This is that great light of the son and the student.